Dead Room Comedy.
Welcome to Sincere and Surreal.
Dead
with Stonic.
And Josh Creedon.
Dead
That's
Room Comedy.
Yeah, it's the first time I've gotten the name right.
Comedy.
Your own name?
The podcast.
You always mess it up.
I always mess it up. Like,
with Austin Lane. Damn it!
What do they call me?
Right.
Hi, Josh.
Hey.
What do you tell someone who would potentially say, Jesus Christ isn't for me?
What would I tell them?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd tell them anything. I'd just start asking questions. I'd just be like, oh, why is that? Like, what is that? What is, why? Who do you think Jesus Christ is? / who do you think you are?
Better question than who is Jesus Christ to you?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. It's tough because that's a subjective take on what I believe to be an objective truth, which is who Jesus Christ is, who is God, right? So I believe that, and then to me, I mean, Jesus Christ is God, and personal, I think, like, to use traditional verbiage, like savior, right? Like died for my sins, saved me from the punishment of sin or the consequences of sin, really, I'd say. So I'd say that for me, but I think he's not just that for me. I think he's that for everybody, like in an objective way. But also subjectively, you experience him and the Holy Spirit and things like that. So,
yeah. But I like that. So instead of forcing your opinion on someone immediately, you'd ask some questions.
Yeah, because, I mean, people are like, oh, yeah, Jesus, some nice, you know, Middle Eastern guy from a long time ago. And the one, I'll push back against that, because it's like, Jesus said he was God. And also, tons of people died because of him. So if he's not God, he's like the worst dude ever. He's like awful. He's like an awful person. Like, if Jesus said that, if he's not God, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm the Lord. Like, oh, so you're crazy. Or you're a real liar. Who people have given their entire lives to and died for. Martyrs, the way they've died, lit up like candlesticks, crucified. For someone who lied, that dude's the worst in the world.
Yeah.
He better be God.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's a dick, you know?
Yeah.
So I ascribe to him being God, and I think everything that everyone's been through for him is worth it. Because what he did for us, like he died, he put his money where his mouth was. He lived a human life and died a horrific death. So I think he like did what he's calling us to do to the extreme, without even being bad. He was perfect, right?
Yeah.
So everyone thinks everyone's understanding of Jesus is different. So it's really hard for me to say, like, you're wrong. Because it's like, well, what do you mean by that, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so this changes up. I didn't know where I was going to go with this surreal question.
Uh-huh. I feel like that could be a surreal question to a degree, that Jesus, depending on your take on it,
right.
But yeah.
I guess I didn't stipulate which that was.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I imagined it was the real one. The sincere.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Because they're both real.
Sure, that's true.
Yeah. Secondly, second question.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want it to be.
Oh, you're all good, dude. That's why I bought that.
It's a good horn.
Thanks.
Surreal question. Kill, fuck, Mary.
Okay.
Mary, mother of Jesus.
Okay. Well, I can't have sex with her. Okay.
And Bathsheba.
Okay. I mean, given my... I'll step out of my typical Christian worldview because to fuck is to marry.
I mean,
and to marry is to fuck. So those two are kind of combined for me. So I just have to, I'd really only two options here. But I would kill Bathsheba, no offense to all her fans out there. Yeah. And then I think I would marry Mary. I don't want to take the virgin title away from her. That's a pretty big one. I mean, she had sex with Joseph, I believe. Obviously, Catholics don't. But as a Protestant, I think that. And I would probably have sex with Eve. I mean, vagina number one. That's a pretty cool takedown. That's pretty sweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she's the first vagina ever.
All right.
Do you imagine how great Adam's orgasm must have been?
Yeah.
How fast it was, and then Eve was like, "That's it." Like, there's no way she had an orgasm the first time they had sex, because she was like, "Well, I don't know what to relate this to."
Yeah.
Her first orgasm was probably like 150 years into her existence. We believe they lived super old. So
I think she had an orgasm with Cain or Abel.
Probably Cain. He's a rougher guy. Rougher guy killed his brother. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Adam eventually, I hope. I mean, who knows when she even found the clitoris for the first time?
Right.
You know, let alone Adam. You know, he nutted in 2 seconds.
I was kind of asking, like, when they conceived, when Hannah was conceived, but she also didn't procreate.
Well, maybe. I don't know if with the sons, but yeah, it's definitely a difficult hoop for Christians to jump through to be like, so wait, incest? And it's like, maybe. Not a lot of DNA diversity back then. When you got two folks out there. You got two folks out there, and then you got kids, and you're like, well, what are we going to do? You know? Yeah, it's a tough question to answer, for sure.
That's the surreal one.
That's the surreal one? Okay, cool.
This has been Sincere and Surreal with Stonic.
And Josh Creedon, still me.
Still him. Still nailing the name.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to go blow my nose.
I'm going to go blow myself.
I almost tried to sneeze. Not tried to sneeze. I thought I had to sneeze.
Dead room.
Impressions. I was like,
oh.
I wonder if he's going to God bless me.
Dead room.
I don't say bless you. I just wasn't raised that way.
Comedy.